Welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, sponsored by Shelby & Company, Inc. Your host is Shelby Joyner, CEO and marketing professional. Grab your favorite cocktail and let's get started. Today, we're going to talk about the effectiveness of co-marketing with people in your industry or with your referral partners or with current clients and customers that you have. As you know, Shelby & Company is all based on organic content and organic growth for your business and for your brand awareness. I am extremely passionate about that. I know that consistency pays off because I've been doing it a long time for other people. I've also been doing it for myself. And to be able to see that increase in awareness and see the increase of sales because of that, then I know it's important. So today we talk about co-marketing. So let's break down the word co-marketing for a second. Co-marketing is exactly what it sounds like. It's marketing with other people. So how are we going to do this in different aspects of marketing, right? Because there's online marketing, in-person marketing, network marketing. I'm just going to give you a few examples. So I have a real estate client, and they decided to do some co-marketing efforts with a massage therapist. So you're like, well, how does real estate and massage go together? That's because they decided to do a giveaway. And you probably see this if you're on Instagram and you follow a bunch of influencers, you'll see that on giveaways, they'll be like, okay, we'll follow this, this, and this person. And then you will be entered to win this giveaway. And then you also have to engage with it and that kind of stuff. So that's a good co-marketing technique. So back to the real estate agent. What they did was they created a live video. They were on there. They introduced themselves. They said, okay, well, if you want to, you can like, share, comment on this video. You will be entered to give or entered to win this giveaway, which was a massage from the massage lady. So the real estate agent made the initial ask to the massage lady, okay, hey, I will purchase this massage, or maybe the massage, she may have actually donated it, but I will purchase this massage as a giveaway, but I want to do some co-marketing efforts online. So they did the Facebook Live video. They did a graphic about it. They also always tagged each other. So if you're doing any kind of co-marketing efforts with somebody online, you want to tag each other's pages and each other's personal pages as much as possible. That's the point of co-marketing. You are tapping into their followers. You're tapping into their circle of influence for free, essentially, because social media is free, right? So let's say the real estate agent paid like $60 for the massage. Well, $60, it's worth $60 to be able to tap into her circle of influence on social media. So think about right now, who can you partner with on social media and co-market with that's actually going to come back to you? So we can be selfish about it and say, okay, well, I'm giving to this person because I'm purchasing a product, but then also I'm going to be tapping into their influence. Or you can be a little bit more even about it to where, okay, they can be helped with your circle of influence. You can be helped with their circle of influence, because essentially that's what this marketing effort is all about, is tapping into those free resources of the circle of influence that they have. So you can do co-marketing in that way. You can also do co-marketing in person. And I really just like continuing with this real estate agent idea. So if you're a real estate agent and you want to do an in-person training or an in-person informational meeting. So another client has like first-time home buyer, I believe they call workshops or first-time home buyer informational meeting, something like that. And so they have these first-time home buyer meetings. So they are doing the work of like advertising it. But how they are co-marketing is they partner with one of their lender friends. So partnering with a lender is going to be tapping into those people that that lender also reaches out to. So it allows the lender to invite people that they know are interested in purchasing homes. And then it allows the real estate agents to also invite their clients who may be a homeowner or may be a first-time homeowner or home buyer, and they need someone to do the lending. So this is how you're going to both help each other with each other's circle of influence. You will get some of those random people that just see it online and show up. But more importantly, you're getting the people that they have influence over already, and they're more likely to use the lender to do the lending, and they're most likely to use the real estate agent to do the buying for them. So that's a really good example of co-marketing in person. Both of your names are attached to the event, so you can do flyers, you can put out press releases, you can do any kind of like social media posts and that kind of stuff. So you're still getting that social media influence reach, but that you get that really good in-person co-marketing influence by actually meeting the people versus them just seeing your name for the brand awareness. The last thing of co-marketing that I'm going to talk about is for like an event. So I have an event right now that I'm doing the marketing for. I've been doing it for 7 years. This is the seventh year we've done marketing for them. And we like to do co-marketing in the way of advertising our sponsors. And because we're advertising our sponsors, they're getting, they're getting awareness from the people that follow us, from the people that are going to be at the event. They're going to be able to have their banners up. So this is kind of a few different examples of co-marketing if you're doing an event and with your sponsors. Of course, if you have sponsors, you want to give them advertising on social media, on the, you know, the flyers that you hand out. You want to make sure they have a banner and maybe they have a booth set up, you know, something like that. So that way everyone is aware that they are sponsoring it. So whatever your package is, it needs to include that. But then also on the other side of that, we want to make sure we're tapping into that sponsor's circle of influence. So what I do is I create media kits for each sponsor of this event so that way they can easily take the graphics that has their logo, it tells everyone they're a sponsor, but then it also has the information about the event on there. So that way when they're showing off like, hey, we decided to sponsor this event, they're super excited about it. Well, then we're tapping into that influence of those people so that way they know about the event and maybe they're going to show up. That's how we've really increased the awareness of this event over the last few years is by offering these media kits because we're providing the work for them. We're providing the graphic for them. We're not making them do the extra work. We're making sure that when they decide to sign on with us as a sponsor, we are giving them as many resources as possible to help market themselves, but then also they know that it's going to help market us too. And the proceeds of this event go to nonprofits. And so the three nonprofits that we work with, we also do advertising, but in, you know, we ask them to do some marketing for us too. So that way we can tap into those donors. We can tap into the influence that they have as well. So that way those people show up to our event. So we do the same media kits for the nonprofits that we do for the sponsors. So that way we're really, really doing some heavy co-marketing that is really not costing us anything. It's costing us a little extra time to put forth the effort, but we are providing the resources to the sponsors and to the nonprofits. So as you're listening to this, or after you get done listening to this, make a list of 5 to 10 people that you would love to do some co-marketing with. Either you're going together delivering cookies to teachers and then you post it on social media. Maybe it's someone that is in the same franchise as you, but you want to do some marketing like both ways with both locations. Maybe it's a real estate agent and you're looking to partner with a lender. Me as a marketing agency, I love to partner with like videographers or people that run ads for other people. So that way they know that I have a circle of influence of, you know, hey, we can still run those ads, but I'm going to refer you to these people instead, you know, or I'm going to bring these people in to work on our project together because I don't do that. So those are just different types of co-marketing with people that are really going to increase your brand awareness. They're going to increase your circle of influence online. They're also going to increase your sales because people are going to start seeing your name more often. And when your name is attached to someone reputable and someone that does really great service and someone that offers quality customer service, then your name is also going to be good. You're also going to be favored by those people because they already know how the other company or the other person is that you've partnered with. So make a list, 5 to 10 people of who you want to do co-marketing with. Make sure you plan it out and then put that to action immediately. This is literally just something that's going to take time. And if you'll take 30 minutes to an hour to put the plan together, partner with the people, show them what your ideas are, I guarantee you they're going to say yes. And when they do say yes, you need to take action immediately because if the more you wait, the less opportunity you're going to have to be able to tap into the influence of those other people you're co-marketing with.
We hope you learned a lot in this Marketing Happy Hour podcast episode with CEO Shelby Joyner. Remember to follow us on social media at Shelby & Company INC. Share this podcast with your fellow business friends so you can challenge each other to be the best versions of yourselves every day. As Shelby always says, you can't inspire other people if you don't inspire yourself.